sent their investigators over. It was kept classified until after I testified, and it was then released yesterday.
I thought we ought to, we were just talking about this report that was in the paper yesterday on NATO. I was suggesting to the secretary that we ought to perhaps get from General Lemons, speaking out as an American, as a NATO commander, an up-to-date report on all this, on what the relative preparedness is, and then also on what the prospects are based on the parliamentary situation for improvement during the next 12 months. If we're not going to get any improvement, and if there is this divergence, then we ought to consider either adopting the British strategy or giving up or doing otherwise. We really continue to look there. I don't know at what point he should, whether it's Ottawa or at a later date.
Mr. President, you raised a question on the relative status of these, and I believe I answered it last week in a memorandum showing our best estimate of the status of the other troops. I concluded by saying that for the remaining part of this year, I believe that we should continue to support achievement of NATO's agreed-upon goals. In the first place, the Prime Minister is not in a position to answer this because logistical matters are national responsibilities and are not reported upon fully and properly to SACUR. And this is something that needs to be changed. Secondly, as to what the countries will do in the future, no one really knows. We've talked to Sticker about this. This was the subject of my December statement to the ministers in Paris. Sticker, on January 9th, following my December statement, laid out a plan for considering strategic concepts, military force levels, including logistical standards, and financial budgets of each of the countries simultaneously. There's been a lot of opposition to Sticker's proposal. We have supported it. We believe that the British will support it, although they were reluctant to. Sticker's going to report on this at Ottawa and suggest that the ministers agree that the Secretary General and the international staff work to this end during the remainder of this year. I think we should support Sticker on that. I think we're months away, really, from even being able to lay down on paper what the other nations will do to further strengthen their forces. But I'd like to spend the rest of this year working with Sticker trying to achieve that.
But Lemons doesn't know how long these
nations
will fight or
not. Not really, no.
Should we get an Ottawa or sort of maybe a resolution which would provide for a survey and a report? Otherwise, we'll go through this year as we've gone through other years, and once again, we'll be 180 days, everybody else will be. I know there's some report.
Excision 2. 5 seconds excised.
They won't up it, or that we should come down.
You said thought by the end of this year we should do that, and that's what we're working toward. But part of the problem is that we're not even talking the same language, as though they're talking Chinese and we're talking English. So, and it's very difficult to get any agreement whatsoever on fighting capabilities until you can talk divisions, and each one mean the same thing by a division. Now, when Forsch was here last week, Max Taylor had long discussions with him on this subject. I had had discussions with von Hassel. I also talked to Forsch. We have an army team over at Bonn at the present time working with the MAG there, and hopefully next week with the German army, trying to sort out what capability the Germans have versus what we have. If they're planning on contributing 12 divisions to NATO with forces associated with those divisions of less than half of what we associate with our 5 divisions per division. Now, are we wrong or are they wrong? Are we fighting different kinds of wars or conceiving of different kinds of wars? What exactly is the reason for this difference in approach? And right at the moment, we're literally talking in different languages to each other.
Our divisional slice has always been pretty generous.
Well, not according to our people. This is a highly technical problem, and it's going to take us months, frankly, to just develop a common language in approaching it. Now, I think that while we're doing that technically with the Germans, and as I say, I've sent people over there, von Hassel agreed that they'd work with us to this end, simultaneously we ought to get Sticker to go to all the countries and force them to lay out, at least to him, what we have, which is a 5-year force structure and financial program related to our military strategy. And if they'll lay that out to Sticker, then we can evaluate what capabilities they will have in the future in ground forces in NATO and in conventional air forces.
Well, I thought that thing looked, that report was pretty impressive, and it looked like we were certainly doing it in proportion to chair. I'm wondering at what point either we're going to reduce our NATO infrastructure contribution, or at least we ought to be shooting for
it. We ought to shoot to reduce the infrastructure contribution, and that will begin negotiations on that during the mid part of last of next year. And until then, we can't do a thing.
Well, that
infrastructure, yes, sir, it runs through 65, but we'll start negotiating the new
agreement
in May. It was made in 1964.
Yeah, right.
I think it's
about a year, and we're bound by
that. We're bound by that up into 1965, and the negotiations can't be reopened on any acceptable political basis until next year. I tried last year to get into that, Mr. President. It's roughly $90 million a year, between $80 and $90 million a year. We ought to, I think, cut that by at least a third. It's about a 30% share at the present time. It ought to be cut to no more than a 20% share. It would be very difficult to do it, but we certainly ought to try. It's more important symbolically than it is financially, because it's only 20 or 30 million saving at most. What we just have to straighten out in our own mind and the minds of NATO is our force contribution. It's far and away out of line with anyone else's. It's out of line with our requirement in formal terms of airplanes or in formal terms of combat divisions.
Well, I think we ought to flag this in private talks at Ottawa with the finance minister.
Completely.
This imbalance is happening.
Paul Mackinac and I spent 4 hours talking to von Hassel about this. He's completely familiar with it. But what he doesn't know and what we don't know is why the difference.
I guess, you know, the French like that, and the reason for the difference is perfectly clear. They look upon our forces being the heart of the deterrent to the Russians. They feel that if our forces are strong, then the Russians are never going to attack. Their forces are not there really to fight, but merely to be enough so we will maintain our forces there, is really their theory.
Frosting on the cake.
It's the frosting on the cake, and they think that it really...
Oh, you put this to them. You think at some point we really are in an indefensible position to our public, aren't we, if we keep it up, if we keep having 180 days, and everybody else keeps having 10 or 15 days.
It isn't the number of days, it's the number of people that are really...
How do we put this to them? Obviously, we don't want to threaten, but don't we want to say that NATO should really make up its mind, bind its members. We will continue, we'll go higher, we'll continue with our present, or we'll reduce, but what we want to do is act in concert with our other NATO partners. Now, when will NATO make up its mind who we appoint to make a finding so that all of us will be accepted? I think if we say to them, we don't want to look like we're threatening, we want to say that we think this makes no sense anymore. And therefore, we would ask for some action to remedy them. I think we've asked, wouldn't we, that for NATO, either the Council or the SACUR, NATO commander to make a finding as to our relative preparedness, and then for us to all act on it by the end of the year.
I think, Mr. President, what would happen is they'd just come back with a lot of reasons why there's no real difference between us. They use civilians, we don't use civilians. We're 3,000 to 4,000 miles away from home. They're in their home. They have territorials planning to call up to guard the bridges. We don't, and so on. And cloud the issue to the point where it, nothing would happen.
Well, it makes the full story, makes a better story than the troops actually on the line.
Frankly, Dean, I don't think it does. I think that if there's a...
Excision 3. 12 seconds excised.
What's going to be when you have this draft? When do you go to NATO?
Week after next. Dean and I have a discussion planned for Wednesday afternoon. This was largely planned as a foreign policy meeting with only the IANF to be the defense matter brought there, Mr. President. I haven't planned any.
Traditionally, it's a December meeting, it takes up. I think if we elect them to the things that have to come to a conclusion by the December meeting, we can make use of Ottawa in this regard.
I think we ought to alert them to this need for the sticker financial review with the force levels and to our belief that at the present time there is this lack of balance between the U.S. and the other contributions. We don't believe we can continue in this position.
Well, I'm considering getting into this. We'll have to see how the speech draft actually comes out. But getting into this by posing this question of independence in Europe and the notion that Europe has new strength. Of course, it's got money in the bank. As people are consuming more. But it hasn't put the strength on the line in terms of the defense of Europe.
Germans are awfully good now, so we have to, we don't want to just try to get a trip over there, so we don't want to look like we're...
I, unless we're very careful, we're going to raise an issue which will leak to the press in a way that says U.S. pulling out of Europe.
Is this, we've really got really three countries we've got to worry about. One of them is the Germans, and I think there we're working with them as closely as we can. The British, they did say, well, if you want to cut yours down, we think it's fine. We don't think you need forces in Europe anyway. The British take it, you know, the weaker we are, the more credible the deterrent. And the French, they're the ones who are for trying to capitalize on this. They're predicting to everybody, we'll pull our forces out. This is what they want to
do. That's why I would think rather than having the United States make this assessment of what everybody, we would ask, I mean, it's just a thought, we might ask NATO to make an assessment of our status features. They did have that assessment before. We looked at it, you know, last year. They made a finding of the relative preparedness on D-Day, D-Day, first 10, and all
that. Something stimulating would be
great. They asked them to make a study. Somebody, not us, and everybody, then they make a report September, October. Maybe it's all going to be screwed up, but at least we got somebody else looking at it aside from just the United States making a big brother statement. Then we would say, well, if this is so, the end of the year, then instead of, why don't we ask for it? Survey during the summer of not only our present status, but what the prospects are in the next year or 2 years, to be done under the direction of the council, and then we would, by a technical group, and then we would act on it.
The sticker actually comes very close to doing this.
I was just going to say, I think we can say this is the place for the sticker program to start. We want sticker to analyze military strategy, force requirements, financial budgets, and we want him to begin his analysis with an analysis of the status of the forces as of today.
And trying to get into balance.
Right.
This is in fact what he himself has asked that he be committed to.
That's right. This is what we have told him we wanted to. You asked about the latest report of Soviet personnel in Cuba, and I told you that the NIE was under preparation. It was going to say that roughly 4,000 or 5,000 men had been taken out. It was going to fuzz up the number remaining. Here is the draft, but I'll leave this.
Okay. You saw this other memo I gave you. This one.
No excuse for it.
Yeah.
So there is another couple of hours. All of these points have to be attended. But the greatest efficiency, I think, was that it took a long time to find out what our capability was. There was no immediate source of information as to